Okay. We have to Simon and Hey, Chafis Beregel, Raprakov, Shosha Prakim, Yesh Beregel. There are three sections of the back leg, the hind legs. Tachton hu mashachitzkim ima prasois. The bottom part is that which you cut off with the hooves. That's called the arkuva. That they used to sell together with the head of the animal for things that they're not really like the most edible parts and things or whatever. Above that you have the second thing, second section. Hu anikra shoik. That's called the calf. But some of us are gidim betachtav, some of arkuva and kerosim harosh, and then some of us are gidim that we're going to see in the vav is in between the arkuva and the shok. The arkuva is, you know, in a person it would be kilu. You have the foot, and then you have the ankle would be where the some of us are gidim are, and then the and then you have the calf. The Malamenu Perk Shlishi is the third chalik vahu mechuber laguf, and that's where it attaches to the rest of the body. Venikra kulis. That's called the kulis, which we call the femur or the thigh, maybe. Perk atachta mechom makum sheyechtach ba kshera. In the bottom area, any place that it gets cut or broken or whatever, it's kosher. It doesn't make a difference. It's etzem hamechuber laguf. Any place that it gets cut is treif. I'm sorry. In the middle leg, as long as it didn't cut the tzomas agidim, kshera. In nechtach b'chol tzomas agidim, treifa. Then it's treif. Lo nesa v'nishi chatuchas aregel b'makom zeh elevation is nechtuchu agidim. It's not because the bone is broken, it's because the tendons are broken, are cut. Yach enishbar etzem b'makom tzomas agidim v'yotza l'chutz. Let's say a case where in Yom Deyoma, let's say that the cow was wearing a beeper or something, and it exploded and it, you know, hurt his leg. Well, you laugh, but the mice, we're learning the Trefus Aregel right now. So the Yom Deyoma, you think one of the, you know, if you Maminim understand, it's Kosh Baruch Hu is called the Cheshbonis, and if the Shaila comes up, so the Shaila right now, this is the Torah behind it. Nishbar etzem makom tzomis agini yotza l'chutz. If the bone popped out of the skin, ve'ein or basar chayvinis ubo, and there's no skin and no basar which is covering most of the shever of the bone. Ubadak b'tzomis agidim. You check the tzomis agidim. Ve'nimtzu kayamim. They're okay. The kshera down there, it is considered kosher. Yesh oisvi medechtach etzer haimtzai. Some aser, if the middle bone, the shin bone, whatever you want to call it, is broken. B'chol makom, afilu shelo b'makom tzomis agidim. Even if it's not b'makom tzomis agidim, even if it's not in the place of Tzomas Agidim, L'dayta Nishbar, just like by the coolest. L'dayta Nishbar Ha'etzev V'machem Tzomas Agidim, if it broke by the B'machem Tzomas Agidim, V'yotza L'chutz, and it went, popped, it's out of the skin, broke, popped out of the leg, or V'basa Chayfin is Rubo, and there's no skin or muscle, you see the bone sticking out. V'habisha Balak B'Tzomas Agidim, even if the Tzomas Agidim are fine, into Chayamim, Treifa, that's considered a Treif. V'chedim nechtach b'soch ha'perek shebein arkuva and kerosim arosh l'shok. Let's say it got cut in between in the joint itself. B'soch ha'arkum by the end of the arkum, bein arkum, or whether we'll explain in a second, between the arkum uvein ashok treifa the das zeh. Arkum is what we'll see is what the Achronim say is what the called the what's really called like the kneecap. There's a little bone over there, which by the joint, it's like our kneecap sort of, which the kids play call it shich, and it's what they play. That's what they play, and they and that's what they play with. You know, we have in Shabbos shich. I guess they use it for dice or use it for whatever they use it for. That comes from this bone, and then and if this bone is if it's cut by the bone over there through the joint, then this shita holds that also is treif. Even if the gidim are kayamin, there is another shita which holds that it's not. That it's not the bone itself, but it's it's the ligaments and things over there, which you know that keep it together, not the not the bone. Nafkamina is a bit by the by chickens or by birds. Because birds don't have the arkum. They don't have again this thing. This setup is the same thing by birds as well. Right, it has the bottom part, the feet. Right, and then it has the polka, and then it has the thigh. Right, we generally we don't get the whole leg; they cut it off by the bottom. the Achronim discuss, but there's no arkum. So according to the second cheetah, which can be machmir for, also just then that would be the same thing. It would fit with the idea that there's no. Of all the ligaments and things or whatever, it will fit with that idea. If you're nechtach masocha perek, and if it's cut between the inside the joint, makom shebechuber etzav akulis im shoyk treifa, if it's right in the joint, then it's treif. Agav v'nagu, this is like cut like chopped off. Agav v'nagu b'chol ashkelaz etzarfes kesvar achreina. The minig is to be machmer like kesvar achreina. Ve'ein l'shanois. Anything which is from that joint and up, even if it didn't cut the tzomas agidim, is treif. Then it's considered treif. So too by chickens. We'll see a bit more. But you know, if we're gonna see, like if you know, if you get a chicken and you see that the leg is broken, we'll get into that. Well, Kulpanim, if that bone was broken, Mechaim, then it's going to be, then it's treif. If the polka is broken, Mechaim. Beis, etzem akulis shenitak imkomo. If you have the femur, which is detached, I guess, by the hip, makom shechibur b'guf, it's dislocated by the hip. Haino buka da atma, the hip joint is called the buka da atma, because it's like a round... it's a round socket, ball and joint, right? The shaft, miduchte, it popped out of place. Treifa, it's treif, bein behema, bein be'of. Doesn't make a difference, either one, it's treif. Hu di'iakul, pirish shenikavu nive. Like you see that the ligaments are attached. Behem hayaseiro sheba'etzem akaf. She raises all that, and there's like this part that stick out to help keep the bone in place. That's a mazachar, right? Because it's a ball and joint, so the ball part. But if they tore the ligaments, but they're not disintegrating. It's not, you know, they're still. You know, they broke, but it could be they can heal. But if there's something wrong with them, then they won't they won't heal. Hagav v'chein im lo nis. Tzomas hagidim. We'll get to them. Vav. I didn't. That's in the next simon. We'll get into that. This is talking about by the hip. Hagav v'chein im lo nis akul rak miyutan. Even if a few of the ligaments are falling apart, Ruben kaim kosher medina. We don't really know not bekim and what yuchol nive is. Any dislocated hip, we're going to go ahead and we're going to treif the shema yuchol nive, because maybe that's called yuchol nive. If it breaks close to the body cavity, even if you splinted it up and you tied up hetev trefa shema ayikam, because we say that maybe that cut and ruined the ligaments umasharin dal its buzz begasa. The way we figure it out is what's called samach l'guf in the kulis is dal its buzz begasa. Ubeis bedaka, 3 or 4, 2 or 4. Ubaof hagadol, the figadol, chazan fiktano. You figure it. You can tell if it's close or not. The tov lahachmir makam she'en hefse meruba. Anytime it breaks up there, it's better. It's better to be machmir for that nisachlu hanivim makam she'en hefse meruba. In lo nishmar ayerach yukol nive kosher. If the hip is dislocated, if it wasn't dislocated, and it's just that the ligaments are torn or ruined or something like that, then hefse meruba we would be machshir. Rosh etzem akulis and mechuber l'shok. The head of the femur, which is attached to the calf bone. This is the case where it got dislocated. Even if the ligaments are all torn up and they're disintegrating, then it's kosher. Again, similar to what we had before, that the machmir, that the shok also, it needs, if it's broken or anything like that, it also needs to be encased, still encased by the skin and the muscle, at least rubo, because if it's you got dislocated and it's poking out of the skin, then that's a problem. That reminds me of when I was a kid, I had a friend who slid into third or something like that and dislocated his bone. You could see that you could see it like jutting out like this, but didn't break through the skin. But that would be a similar case, and that would be fine. Dalit in yesh la gimel reglayim trefa. If it has three legs, then it's called treif. The chol yeser kenitul dami. Any extra limb is kenitul as the shita sarajba. A what?
A bird.
A bird or any. No. We're talking about a cow also, if it has a third leg. Hind leg. It has a third hind leg. Right? So therefore, call yes to kihito them because it's not going to function properly. Kihilu chosa regal echad hu. Hu shi aze hayesem irosh etzem hatachtoin ulamala. That's only if it's growing out, it's higher up than that's of a tachton. Let's say it has an extra hoof, like whatever, some weird mutation jutting out from the leg, that's okay. It's only where there's like some other extra limb which is coming out, so that it's not going to be able to walk in. I guess the trefa of the broken leg and the hind leg or whatever is that it's not going to be able to walk. Animal can't walk. They put animals down if they break a leg because it's not going to heal. They can't walk. It's not going to.
It has an extra leg coming out of its back.
So that would also be. Head. Out of its head, I don't know. That's dumb. That's not called yes. That's not called yes or kachoser, because that's dumb. Odd. We'll see in a second. Here, we'll see in a second. Even by the leg, it depends if it looks like a leg. Hagav davka shezeh yoser is yesh la Torah regel. That's only if it looks actually like an extra leg. Omedes v'makom haraglayim, and it's standing on it. It can actually stand on it. Abalavareinu mikvi yoseras. So that's not called yoseras. Havi dildu v'kosher. If it's not Torah regel, it's not able to stand on it. So then it's just some extra appendage, and I don't know what, and dildul, it's called a dildul, and therefore it's kosher, because it's not, also it won't ruin the function of the of walking. It's that would be considered that's fine. That would be okay. Hey, kol makom she'im yechtach sham haregel hitreifa. Any place which we consider that if it's broken or cut over there or chopped off is a treifa. Filu lo nechtach ela nishbar. Right, even if it's not chopped off, but it's broken. Yatsa lachutz, and then like I said, it goes out of the skin. Im ein or basa chayfim roiv avav. If it's not covering most of the of the thickness of the of the of the bone. So Rov Hakefo, and it's also not covering Rov of the top part and Rov Hakefo, Trefa, and it's Trefa, more of a boss of Chayfim Rov Ava, but if they are covering Rov Ava, Rov Hakefo, Shera, but if the skin is still covering, even if it's poking through, but it's poking through only a little bit, so it's still kosher. V'nafal Tsas Mea Etzim, if a part of the bone broke off, im yesh bor basa lachapis hashever, if there's enough skin and muscle to go ahead and to cover the shever, afim lo nafal ha'etzem, even if the bone didn't fall out, shera, but im bo kadei lachapis, even if it's not enough to go ahead and to cover it, to keep it in place, elu either lo nafal, you have to look at it in Mishaya that if it didn't fall, a piece didn't fall out, is there enough skin and muscle to go ahead and to cover it? Even though a piece fell out, you have to sort of, you know, Mishaya, exact, you know, trying to Mishaya it. In even though right now it's enough to cover it, but let's say it broke, the whole top part of the bone broke off and fell out, right? So we have to try to I estimate that there's enough or a bolster to cover it. Kilo was back. It was back in. But even right now, it's covering it. But if it's not, wouldn't be covering it because the top part of the bone is thicker and wider. So then it wouldn't. It's treif. Im nishbar etzav emachmas she'eino nitraf. But if the bone broke in a place where it's not nitraf, let's say the bottom and bottom of the hoof, im nechtach, im and if it's in nechtach, you need to have nechtach. Im ein or basa choyfin es ruba. Let's say it broke over there. If there's not or basa choyfin es ruba behemah muteres, even if it's not or basa, even if it's not enough, flesh to cover it, then it's still muter. Ha'aver also midrabanan, but that aver is also midrabanan. Mitam aver nachai. V'tzarech lachtoich. And you have to cut away, chop away part of the motor part as well. You have to cut above it as well, just in case. You have to cut above where the bone broke. You have to chop that bit off before you salt it. Because it's nisa derabanan, and you have to cut it off before. But there is a different shita. There are those machmirim, even if it's it is covering it. If it taka broke and broke open the skin and it popped out, the ish machmirim. Then it's bashed a minig ve'elu medina, and therefore in Ashkenaz, that's the minig lahatif kol shvira be'etzim. That in Ashkenaz, a minig is to treif any animal, but that they don't try to estimate the or and the hekif. Any broken bone is treif. Even if it's completely encased, there's a lot of different small dinim. If a piece fell out, and can you estimate? And it's complicated. Ain't rabbin bekim, right? And rabbin are not bekim in these things. Ain't l'shanos. Im lo b'makom hesed meruba. If it's a makom hesed meruba, if he rose any amorish, yesh lahakol lahoris kehalacha. If the rav, you know, the rav has to know. The hamanan, the butchers don't have to just tell him. Okay, listen, broken bone, throw it out. You know, if it's a makom the animal's treif, it's treif. If it's not, then you know, throw that part out. Don't try to estimate anything. But if it's a hesed meruba, they bring it to the Rav, you know, so then he has to know these halachas well in order to try to see if he can be matter it. The dafka imlo chazav nikshar, that's only if it didn't, it wasn't put back in place, tied up, maybe you put a splint, I don't know, whatever. But, healed, right. If it healed, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they put splints, you know, I have no idea. But I'll compare if it, however, it healed, it went back and healed, even though you know there was a shever, then that is okay. Vav nishbar etzem akulis, if the femur broke, venita lamenu korot mirosha, and there's a bit missing from the top, elyon, a mechuber b'shedra, right, and the part which is attached to the pelvis, to the shedra, right, venis achlu miut nivav, im or basa chayfid esvubok sheira, even though a piece broke off, as long as it's still covered by the orabasar, it's not called a trefa. Zayin had a machshirin ba'or u'basar chayfid esruva dafka kisharov hachipu min abasar. It's dafka if most of the dafka kisharov hachipu min abasar. It has to be from the flesh. V'az a miut sha'or b'tzarifim. Most of the chipu has to be from the muscle. But if then you can mitzarif a miut of the hide, of the skin. Aval ima chetzi min ha'or. Chetzi min abasar lo, but if it's chetzi, then no, that's not because I guess the hide is not strong enough to keep it in place. Hani mili bebehema, but ba'of kivin she'or rach, mitzarif im abasar, since the or is rach, so it's mitzarif im abasar, mechsa basar, mechsa or, kosher, and if you look, if it's mechsa, then it is kosher and it's fine. Let's do one more. Yesh mishakas v'sheish makom she'or levado matzil. There is one place where the hide, the skin itself, will be matzil. Field b'behema who makom hasamuch mamishel arkuva. That's where it's really just right by the bottom joint. Fisha'ein sham le'olam basar ela or levad. There's no basar there. There's no muscle. There's only skin. Or the vadavukim etzim, the skin itself attaches with the bone. Or b'sham makomi shederchli yosham basar, and other places where there usually is muscle. Im lo hayosham basar, or levad, if there's no muscle, it tore the muscle. There's only or v'hayuririn bein or v'etzim, but you see it's healing. There's fluid. You see there's like fibers or whatever. Between the trying, you know, keeping it in place, each own shematzil. Some say that is matzil, and stop here.